Well, lots of news for Matt Bevan to report on. Good morning.
Morning, Geraldine. Look, yeah, as you've been discussing with terrorism expert Max Abrams this morning, the big news this morning is that US President Donald Trump has announced that ISIS leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi has died during a US operation in Syria. The first inkling of this was yesterday when the president sent a cryptic tweet saying something very big has just happened. A press conference was then set for 9 o'clock in the morning Washington time.
So I said that right after I knew they had landed safely.
When they had returned.
Right. And that was to notify you guys that you have something big this morning so you wouldn't be out playing golf or tennis. Otherwise being indisposed.
The raid took place in Syria's Idlib province at a compound US intelligence agencies had determined al-Baghdadi was in. The president gave a lot of detail about what happened when the US forces cornered al-Baghdadi in a tunnel at the compound. And I need to warn you, this is unpleasant to listen to, these details.
The compound had been cleared by this time, with people either surrendering or being shot and killed. 11 young children were moved out of the house and are uninjured. The only ones remaining were Baghdadi in the tunnel, and he had dragged three of his young children with him. They were led to certain death. He reached the end of the tunnel as our dogs chased him down. He ignited his vest, killing himself and the three children. His body was mutilated by the blast. The tunnel had caved in on it, in addition. But test results gave certain, immediate, and totally positive identification. It was him.
The president wanted to make it clear there was no honor in the way al-Baghdadi died.
He was a sick and depraved man, and now he's gone. Baghdadi was vicious and violent, and he died in a vicious and violent way as a coward running and crying. A brutal killer, one who has caused so much hardship and death, has violently been eliminated. He will never again harm another innocent man, woman, or child. He died like a dog. He died like a coward. The world is now a much safer place.
The president said that while there are other terrorist leaders out there, this is the most important one.
But this is the biggest there is. This is the worst ever. Osama bin Laden was very big, but Osama bin Laden became big with the World Trade Center. This is a man who built a whole, as he would like to call it, a country, a caliphate, and was trying to do it again. And I had not heard too much about his health. I've heard stories about he may not have been in good health, but he died. He died in a ruthless, vicious manner, that I can tell you.
The president had a list of people he wanted to thank for assistance during the raid, including Russia. He says that U.S. forces had to fly over Russian-controlled areas in order to complete the raid, and Russia allowed them to do so. He also wanted to thank Iraq, Syria, and Turkey for their assistance during the operation. He also thanked the intelligence agencies in the U.S. who made the whole thing possible. The president has received plaudits for the raid, including from the Israeli Prime Minister, Benjamin Netanyahu.
I want to congratulate President Trump on the impressive achievement, an operation that led to the death of the Daesh leader, al-Baghdadi.
Prominent Muslims have also congratulated the president. The prominent journalist Mehdi Hassan, who is often a critic of Donald Trump, told MSNBC that while he would have liked to see Baghdadi brought before a court, he understands that wasn't possible and he's glad that he's gone.
I try when I do media not to speak as a Muslim for many reasons, primarily because I don't speak for Muslims and nobody does. But let me just say this. Let me make an exception this morning. On behalf of every Muslim I know, every Muslim I've come across, every Muslim around the world watching this, good riddance to Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi. Here is a man whose primary victims were Muslims, who was loathed by Muslims, who became known to the world as the man who defamed and disgraced Islam. He called his group the Islamic State. So good riddance to him. The world is a better place for Muslims and non-Muslims alike without him on it.
Mehdi Hassan there. Big day, Geraldine, absolutely, with this big news, and will likely cause some problems for the Islamic State as they attempt to resurrect themselves. Just finally and briefly, California's governor has declared a statewide emergency, with nearly 200,000 people ordered to flee their homes because of wildfires fueled by historic winds there. Millions are without power. After the largest utility cut power in some areas as a precaution to prevent other fires. It looks like another very difficult wildfire season in California after last year's was also quite horrendous.
Yes, I must say the scale of that, I've been reading about that, I agree with you, the scale of that's pretty staggering. Thanks indeed, Matt Bevan.